Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the weekly course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So last Friday, I spent some time with a friend of mine. His name is Mike. And we were talking about, we were hanging out on the beach, talking about, you know, everything that's happening in the world. And, you know, just before sunset, we saw a rainbow. And so we had this discussion about the rainbow, and he told me a story about being on his boat in the ocean with his two young daughters, and they wanted to see the end of the rainbow. And Mike kept trying to tell them that they're not going to be able to see anything once they get there, but they wanted to see it. So being the good dad that he is, he goes off into a rainstorm, by the way, and keeps going until he gets to where they think the end of the rainbow is. And of course, they can't see it. And obviously, and the rationale for not being able to see the end of the rainbow is because it's like a prism. When you get to a certain angle, it's no longer visible anymore. And then the other thing they were convinced of is that the bottom of the rainbow was hitting the water, which again is not true. It doesn't actually hit the water. It's an illusion. And it does, nor does it ever hit the ground. But, you know, they learned. And so the interesting part for his daughters is they learned something about perspective. Right? And perspective right now is something we can all benefit from learning from and taking advice on. And one of the things that he and I were talking about in our hour-long discussion on the beach, or multi-hour-long discussion on the beach, is just some of the challenges that are coming with COVID. And one of the things that I had mentioned was, you know, getting a little bit of cabin fever. You know, I'm a guy that's used to being on an airplane every week, and I've been in Florida now for the last, I don't know, 5 or 6 weeks. And you know, Florida's a fairly one-dimensional place, especially the southern part of the state, because nothing changes. It's flat. The leaves don't change. The weather doesn't change very much. It just goes from being really hot to just sort of hot. You know, so it's every day becomes the same. And so it was starting to get to me. And then we started talking about some other people that have had some major challenges, people that have lost family members as a result of COVID. And suddenly, you know, my issues of having cabin fever, it just simply changed the perspective. And I went from one of complaining, which of course we all do from time to time. But then I went from this mode of complaining to the mode of appreciation, right? The appreciation that I'm healthy, the appreciation that, you know, I've got some people in my life that were certainly affected by COVID, but fortunately, I haven't lost anyone close to me as a result of COVID. And I think that for a lot of us, that maybe that puts me in the minority at this point, because so many people have lost their lives over this. But it also got me back to something that I talked about many times, and simply this concept of appreciation. Finding those things to be appreciative of, and just focusing on those things. It's so important to do. And it's also something that I realized in having this discussion that I've been doing a lot less of lately. And again, something I alluded to early on when we first got into the pandemic was just finding things to be grateful for, right? Even keeping a gratitude journal. And that alone is such a difference, and was making such a difference in my life. And it's also one of those things that works so well, I stopped doing it, which is silly, but of course, you know, we all do those things. So I've fallen off the horse as it results to really writing down three things a day that I'm thankful for. And that's it. And so I finally decided I'm going to get back to it. And so yesterday I started, and today I'll do it again. And tomorrow I'll keep doing it. And I'm just going back to the app that I have, which is just, I think it's just called Gratitude. And if you do a search under it, you'll find it in the App Store. And it just gives you the opportunity to write down three things, or however many things you want per day, that you're thankful for, that you're grateful for. And if you do that, you're just resetting your mindset to one of gratitude. So you start to look for things that you're grateful for. And there are plenty of those things during this time frame. The ability to spend time with family. Right? I've got a 15-year-old daughter who I love more than anything in the world, that as a 15-year-old girl, she would be spending 90% of her time with her friends right now, or, you know, playing soccer, or doing everything she does. And it's not that she's not doing any of that, but she's doing a lot less than she normally would. And so it opened up a window for us. And in that window, I thought, you know, what is it that she and I can do together that would be really cool? And so what we started to do was collecting albums, records. She loved, so I bought her a turntable, hooked it to a couple of Bluetooth speakers, and she was over the moon, and it was great. And now what we started to do is we started to collect albums. And the interesting part of this story is years ago, I'm a big music guy. I had thousands of albums, and my wife is one of those people that if it's not nailed down, she throws it out. And so, 15 years ago or so, she decided to throw out all my albums without telling me. And then I found out one day, and I'm still married, but I was not happy over this whole thing. So we got into it. So now what I'm doing with Lori is my daughter, I'm introducing her to all the music that you know, classic rock type genre music that I grew up with and love. And she is now developing a real love for this. And what we do is we just go to record stores, and we found a few used record stores, and I just look for those titles. Things like, you know, Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon is one that comes to mind. And, you know, and just finding all these albums that I love so much as a kid, and introducing them to her on vinyl, and she has this true appreciation for it. Now, had she not been around and had she been living her normal life and doing her thing, I'm not sure I would have had the opportunity to do this, right? Because we don't have the luxury of time. You know, now her and I, we go to these stores, we come home, and we'll sit in a room and we'll just listen to albums for hours, which to me is the greatest gift I've ever had. And again, wouldn't have it without COVID. And so I took a step back and I say, well, when I look at adjusting perspective, I start to see those things. There's these great things that have happened as a result, right? There's also a lot of terrible things, but I could choose to focus on the terrible and tune into all the political issues going on in the world and listen to all the horrible negativity that is this world that we're in right now and the media that we're hearing about right now. Or I could choose to change my perspective and tune into those things that are more positive, that are better. I can choose to spend quality time with my wife, with my daughter. I can call my other daughter that's now in college and have a great conversation with her. You know, I can truly step back and appreciate that what's around me. And that's what I'm trying to do. And I know this is something that we've talked about many times, but it's also so important for us, especially at a time like this where it's so easy to get negative. It's so toxic right now, a month from the elections, and listening to all the hate that's being spewed and all the anger that people have towards each other. And so what I'm asking you to do is simply adjust your perspective. Shut off the noise and focus on some of the great things that are happening in your life. Because at the end of the day, that's what's really important. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to Apple or to Stitcher where they can pull in the show. Before we finish, let's just take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. But for today and for this week, I just want you to think about that rainbow. If you're going to really and truly get to the other side of the rainbow, you will not see a rainbow because it's not there. It's an illusion, right? Based on the concept of a prism, right? You get past it, you can no longer see it. It changes your perspective. Look at your life. Look at some of the things that are going on right now that you don't like, that are really negative, things that are being affected by COVID. And unless it's something that you have no choice but to deal with, like a loved one in your family is dealing with this thing right now, maybe take a step back from it, tune out, and just focus on some of the good that has come as a result of what we're going through right now. There are, for as many horrible things that have happened, there are a lot of good things that have happened also, right? Reconnection with people that you really love, spending time in different ways, growing in certain ways. Focus on those things. And as I suggested, Take the opportunity to step back and just appreciate some of those things. And a gratitude journal is the easiest way to do it that I've found.